Hi, this is Lizzie here with my friend Justice, and he's going to describe his piece of jewelry. Hi, Justice.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay. Can you please describe your piece of religious jewelry?
So what we have here is a cross. It is a cross that my parents gave me that came from their descendants before them.
Okay, what does it necessarily mean to you?
Is always with us and forever will be with us.
Do you always wear it?
Almost every day.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, thank you, Justice. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Lizzie. I'm here with my dad. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
He's gonna describe his piece of jewelry. So can you please describe your piece of religious jewelry to me?
My piece of jewelry is a cross that I wear around my neck.
What does it mean to you?
It's a symbol of my faith, and I just like wearing it.
Okay. Where did you get it?
It was given to me by my wife.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Francisco. Have a good night. Bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Lizzie here with my friend Justice, and he's going to describe his piece of jewelry. Hi, Justice.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay. Can you please describe your piece of religious jewelry?
So what we have here is a cross. It is a cross that my parents gave me that came from their descendants before them.
Okay. What does it necessarily mean to you?
It means that God is always with us and forever will be with us.
Do you always wear it?
Almost every day.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, thank you, Justice. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Lizzie. I'm here with my dad. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
He's gonna describe his piece of jewelry. So can you please describe your piece of religious jewelry to me?
My piece of jewelry is a cross that I wear around my neck.
What does it mean to you?
It's a symbol of my faith, and I just like wearing it.
Okay. Where did you get it?
It was given to me by my wife.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Francisco. Have a good night. Bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Lizzie. I'm here with my dad. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
He's gonna describe his piece of jewelry. So can you please describe your piece of religious jewelry to me?
My piece of jewelry is a cross that I wear around my neck.
What does it mean to you?
It's a symbol of my faith, and I just like wearing it.
Okay. Where did you get it?
It was given to me by my wife.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Francisco. Have a good night. Bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Lizzie. I'm here with my dad. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
He's gonna describe his piece of jewelry. So can you please describe your piece of religious jewelry to me?
My piece of jewelry is a cross that I wear around my neck.
What does it mean to you?
It's a symbol of my faith, and I just like wearing it.
Okay. Where did you get it?
It was given to me by my wife.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Francisco. Have a good night. Bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Lizzie here with my friend Justice, and he's going to describe his piece of jewelry. Hi, Justice.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay. Can you please describe your piece of religious jewelry?
So what we have here is cross. It is a cross that my parents gave me that came from their descendants before them.
Okay, what does it necessarily mean to you?
It means that God is always with us and forever will be with us.
Do you always wear it?
Almost every day.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, thank you, Justice. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Lizzie. I'm here with my dad. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
He's gonna describe his piece of jewelry. So can you please describe your piece of religious jewelry to me?
My piece of jewelry is a cross that I wear around my neck.
What does it mean to you?
It's a symbol of my faith, and I just like wearing it.
Okay. Where did you get it?
It was given to me by my wife.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Francisco. Have a good night. Bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Lizzie. I'm here with my dad. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
He's gonna describe his piece of jewelry. So can you please describe your piece of religious jewelry to me?
My piece of jewelry is a cross that I wear around my neck.
What does it mean to you?
It's a symbol of my faith, and I just like wearing it.
Okay. Where did you get it?
It was given to me by my wife.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Francisco. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, it's Lizzie here with my brother Joseph, who's in 8th grade and 13 years old. We're going to be talking about baptism today. Say hi, Jojo.
Hi.
Well, so what does it mean to you to say that you are baptized?
I don't take pride in it.
What do you immediately associate with the sacrament of baptism? Like, what do you think of baptism when you hear it?
I mean, I don't really care for it, and I don't really pay attention to it at all.
Okay. What effects has your baptism had on your life?
No effects at all.
Have you been a sponsor or godparent for someone else? What is your understanding of this role and the responsibility that goes with it?
No.
You haven't been any of those things?
Okay. Mm.
Do you feel you were ready for baptism at the time when you were baptized? Elaborate.
Well, I don't even remember because I was like 2 or something, so.
Okay. How has your faith developed since your baptism?
Not at all.
What similarities or differences do you see between adult and infant baptisms?
Well, adults have a choice to get baptized and infants are usually chosen by their parents to get baptized.
How would you explain the sacrament of baptism to people of other faiths to people of no faith?
Well, it's just another ritual for the religion and, yeah.
All right, Dodo, thank you for your time. Say bye.
Bye.